You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Skivers podcast. My name is Cyril. Today, I'm joined by Billy. Say hello, Billy.
Hello, mate. You all right?
And say hello, Jed.
All right, mate.
Right, boys. FPL show today. Another shit show for me. Another absolute shite mail of a week. Good week for Jed, but we'll come to that. But I think I'm not alone in this. I think a lot of people were let down by the expensive players in the squad. I currently sit on a game week rank 6,097,000, which I think feels like may as well be last place at this point.
I'm ahead of you by 40,000 people on the game week rank.
Jesus. Right,
yeah. But yeah, it's okay. Not good, is it? It's been a horrendous beginning few weeks for me anyway. It's not looking good.
I'm hoping it turns around soon. So we're going to go through the points all three of us got this week. Then we're going to go through our transfers and how we're lining up for the coming week. Right, so I'll go with mine. So back to front had Ederson and goal, got me 1 point. My back four was Trent, who got 0. Reece James got 1 point. Cancelo, 0 points. And Zinchenko, 6 points. Hey, there we go. Go on, Zinchenko. cheapest defender of all those four. in the midfield, I had Mohamed Salah. I got 16 points because I captained him. Martinelli got me a solid 6 points. Very happy with that. De Silva got me 1 point. Quite disappointing. Kulusevski got me 3 points. So somewhere in the middle for him. Up front I had Gabriel Jesus and Haaland. Jesus 4 points with a vice captain and Haaland with 6 points. On the bench I had Andreas Pereira, who I was debating whether to put him in for De Silva. Decided to go for De Silva because I thought Brentford would have beat Fulham, but he got 8 points. He was tremendous in the game. I think he's going to have to come. But if he wasn't, I think Fulham are playing either. I think they've got a difficult match. I think it's Tottenham or Arsenal this week. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's the reason I won't be picking.
Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal. It's a difficult one. On the bench, Nico Williams, 1 point, and Sam Greenwood, 1 point as well, who made a cameo. So altogether, 44 points. Another tremendously disappointing week after me playing my wild card as well and assembling this team that I thought was going to turn things around for me. But it went wrong, boys.
Do you know what, mate? It was not as bad as the week before was for you.
No, it's not. It's really not.
The week before, game week two, that was a shocker. Well, I think you've made improvements here, and you've just been slightly unlucky because Man City conceded 3 goals. Doesn't happen all the time. And Alexander Arnold as well usually gets 1 point at least, but Liverpool were dire the other night. So you've been unlucky there, I think. But
on another game week,
that team gets you a lot of points. So
yeah.
Yeah, you've got the three big hitters there with Chelsea, Man City and Liverpool all conceding 2 or more goals. That just doesn't happen.
Not every week.
It's just one of them. It's just one of them weeks, unfortunately.
And one of them weeks.
I think if you go to the team with the most points throughout the whole I can't remember what the star of the week or something like that.
The game week. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is under like 7 million or something like that. I think Bernardo Silva is the most expensive player at 6.8 million. So it was just one of them weeks for if you had a player that was cheap, then happy days. If you didn't, then you were scuppered, really. And unfortunately, I fell on the side of scuppered.
Yeah. I will say, forgot to say my league position in the Screamers League, which is 135th, which I'm not too disappointed with. I'm still
better
than where I was. I've still had marked improvement. I've moved up 10 places in a game week. So even though I had a nightmare, I think everybody else around me had equally bad weeks. So I think that's the reason why I've moved up 10 places. We're on Jedge right now, sixth in the league.
Here we go.
Almost 200 in this, people in the league.
In the Screamers League, yeah. In the Screamers League, I'm sixth. I can't believe it. I'm honestly really shocked. I'll go through my overall ranks before I talk about the team, just because they're probably not going to be this good again. So in England alone, I'm 60,000th and 214th. And then in the overall like ranking, I'm 192,112, which is crazy. And in the Sky Sports League, I'm like 68,000. So that's like pretty solid for me. I'm pretty happy with that.
I don't think it's
going to get any better than this. Yeah. It's not getting any better than this, really.
Other Screamers have a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah, you can say that again.
For me, Billy and JK Boy.
We are only three game weeks in. There's plenty of time left.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a long way to go, yeah.
The way it's going for the kid, do you back him to lose, you know?
I had two defenders score zero, though. That's the thing. Mm. Like, two out of my three defenders with zero there, Ben Mee and Alexander Arnold. But Sanchez in goal got me 8 points. Zinchenko
just go through
six.
Your lineup, Jed, for the audio listeners.
So we got Sanchez in goal, 8 points. And then I've got a back three of Trent with zero, Zinchenko with six, and Ben Mee with zero. Then I had Salah in the midfield with 8 points, Kulusevski as well with three, Zaha with a big 12, Ward-Prowse with seven, and then up front I had three. So Jesus, who I captained, got eight, and then Haaland six, Edouard five. So all my strikers scored. Did Jesus score? He might have got an assist, I think, actually. But
Edouard didn't score either.
Did he not? Or did he get an assist as well? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Well, either way, I've got every centre forward there getting points.
They got a return.
Zaha especially with his performance, 12 points has really pulled it out of the bag. So I finished on 63 points in the end, which is enough to take me up to six in the Screamers League. So
that's really, to be fair to you,
really happy with that.
Considering,
so it tells you that obviously the average points on here. So the average points in the game week was 48. So I'm well above average. Like I can't really ask for any more than that, to be honest.
Yeah, so, I think you've played a blinder again, mate. I think Zaha has been a good pick for you. It's two weeks to bounce. He's delivered really well for you. Edward was a decent pick as well. Going well in Camp Jed. All right, Billy Boy, where are you sitting in the league so I can
figure? I'm 109th.
109th, not too bad. Yeah.
It's not good though, is it? Let's be honest. Only just.
45 points, so just 1 point above me, Billy Boy.
Above you, three below the.
We share a couple of players here, don't we? It just takes through your line.
Okay, so my lineup is Edison in goal, who obviously got the 1 point. Ben Mee against Fulham, conceding three, getting no points. Trent with 0 points. Reece James and Nico Williams with 1 point apiece. And William Saliba, who saved my game week.
I was going to say, your game
points.
Week rides on Saliba scoring that one. Yeah.
That's chat of the season as well. Already. But yeah, those 14 points, the goal and the clean sheet, and the was it two bonus in the end? Two bonus.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Fully saved my game week. If you think, what, take 8 points off that if I'd have had Zinchenko as well. Mm. Is it 8 points? Yeah, 8 points. I dread to think where I'd be. But yeah, going into the midfield anyway, I've got Saka and Kulusevski, who both got three. Another poor showing from both of them. Salah, who I only had vice-captain, got me 8 points. And then up front, I had Haaland with six. And very much like Jed, I had Gabriel Jesus, who got me 8 points with the captaincy. On the bench, I had... oh, God. I had Andreas Pereira, who got 8 points, and I had Leon Bailey, who got 5 points. Oh, man. The bench points are just such a big kicker. Well, I've got Ben Mee sat there with 0 points after conceding three against Fulham.
And then
the bloke who got... did he score or get an assist? Either way, the bloke he was playing against... on the my first bench as well. I'm lost for words. I'm just annoyed.
a broken man after 3 weeks.
I can only hope that.
I thought I would be like, honestly, even though I've not done FPL for quite a long time, I honestly thought I'd be like top 10, easy. You know, you think this game is going to be easy. I'll just pick all the best players.
Mate,
you know,
just pick this. Hard. You know?
It's so hard. Why are you
it's
got
so hard? Because it's all,
Billy,
it's all luck, man. It's all luck, honestly. Like the actual scoring and stuff, like nobody can really properly predict it. Like you can play smart, but you can't ever get it bang on. Like it's pure luck for me.
Where did Jake finish last week? Because it was 165, I think he finished.
It was around about there, yeah.
Yeah, he's 160.
He took a minus eight, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he take a minus eight?
He's actually had a better week than
Billy Boy. Hang on. Just where's scroll back gone? Up. Where minus 16.
Why has he done that?
What?
Why has he done
that? Why is he losing so many points?
What? Oh, where is he,
in the table?
He's 164.
Oh my God. How much higher he would have been if he hadn't took that minus eight and minus 16.
He'd be right round about, he'd probably be above me. He's had both. Like, the only week I've beat Jake is the first week. He's definitely made that ground up in the past there. But anyway, this is Jake's backline.
Oh man.
Alisson and goal.
Transfer
1 point.
Business, man.
Yeah. Alisson and goal, 1 point. Back four, Zinchenko, Nico Williams, Trent, Trippier. So you got 6 points from Zinchenko, 6 points from Trippier, one from Nico Williams, zero from Trent Alexander-Arnold. In the midfield was Bruno Guimaraes, who got 1 point, Martinelli, who got six, Mohamed Salah, who was captain, got 16, and Jensen of Brentford, who got four. Good pick, that. And then up front, he had the bog standard, what everybody's got right now, Haaland and Jesus. So 6 and 4 points for them. I don't know why he's... I mean, where has he made these transfers? I feel like it was...
I can't believe what I saw.
There's so many different...
Mate, 16 points to Saliba. Come on. How is that worse than... how's that not as bad as me?
That is up there, you know. Jake's taken a minus 16 to get rid of Saliba and he's gone and dropped 14 points the following week.
I'll tell you what. The fact that Trossard also scored who he took out...
Yeah, exactly. He's put
on
the
end.
He's had an absolute howler.
Right, boys.
That's absolutely amazing, man. He changed his whole bench as well from the week before. Like, he got rid of Target and Dawson. Just swapped in Mahrez and left him on the bench anyway. Like, what's the point? What is the point in doing the transfer? You're not going to...
Oh, the worst of it, he's still got more points than me and Billy. You still got one.
Oh, you're joking. No, surely not.
You did. You got 51 points.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boys. Boys.
Oh, dearie me.
Oh, my God.
Right. Boys, we're going to the...
That's just amazing. Seriously depressed me.
That's so depressing.
Fucking hell.
We're going to who we're picking for this game week. I've already made my transfer ahead of the episode, just so I can bring it up. So the only transfer for me is Trippier and for Trent Alexander-Arnold, which banks me quite a few million in the bank. I think I've got more than three and a half million sitting in the bank, which is... I was happy with the side. I'm happy with the way the side looks. Trent is a player I'm picking out just because I think he is really kind of struggling at the minute. And me saying that will say that he's got a decent bounce game against Bournemouth to play right. But Trippier is a player that I want.
Wait, you watch him get bullied by Kiefer Moore now or something, and it'll just, you know, just add on top of everything.
Yeah.
Everything that's I'm thinking of.
If Ezri Konsa can get bullied by Kiefer Moore.
We'll see, boys. Hopefully not. So I wanted Trippier on the side. I knew that. And obviously, I didn't want to go minus points or use a free hit or anything like that. So I banked the points. And I think the plan is, I think I want to move to a front three at one point, and that front three is probably going to look like Jesus, Haaland, and either Ivan Toney or Mitrovic. Because I just think Mitrovic has got a few more in the tank. He's played really, really well. This looks like the Mitrovic that was fit at Fulham, and I think season 17-18, I want to say, or 18-19, should I say. That looked decent because he came
just
back
a little bit less angry.
Yeah, he came back directly from when he moved from Newcastle to Fulham, and then Newcastle bought Solomon Rondon, and Rafa Benitez was still there because he was a bit of a mental case at the time. Yeah, good business. and then he obviously came back up. He came back up with Fulham, didn't he? And he kind of played on one leg, didn't he? He was injured. Played on one leg for a season. Everybody kind of writ him off. Then he went down to Championship, broke some records. He's come back up. It does look... I mean, he's always going to be a big guy. He's never going to lose that. He's always going to be a great header of the ball, you know, and you're always in with a shout. I think I want him in there for, like, just that odd eight. And I'm not expecting Fulham to go and beat everybody or anything like that, but if they're creating chances, which they can do because they've got great passers like Harrison Reed, I think he's a fantastic passer. I think Andreas Pereira is, I mean, like, another fucking gleaming bit of business from Manchester United. Obviously, I've just turned everything around here, but like, you run around with Fred in the midfield, but you have a, you know, fantastic sort of creative element in Andreas Pereira there. So I'd imagine that'd be frustrating to see if you're a Manchester United fan. Yeah, I think there'll be chances. I think there'll be chances for Mitrovic. It's already shown in the first few games. He has to bury them. But either that or Ivan Toney. I think Ivan Toney looks excellent. The goal that was ruled out offside against Fulham, I think it's a fucking travesty. Fantastically taken goal. I couldn't see anything on the offside. That's where I'm kind of looking. That's where I'm kind of looking, boys. So I'm pretty happy. I get a few million in the bank. I bring in a form player in Trippier and a form team as well. Obviously, if you go and take a game to Man City, then you kind of back yourself to do well against Wolves, who aren't particularly amazing right now. It was either going to be Trent or Reece James that came out. I've left Reece James because Trent is more expensive and I recover a wee bit more money and I have a wee bit more flexibility with my transfer next week by swapping out Trent. I don't think particularly, as long as Reece James is playing as a right-sided centre-back in that back three, I don't see him being as prolific as he could be.
That's the seriously frustrating thing for me and most FPL managers with Reece James, because when you think about how dangerous he is playing that right wing back and how many goals he gets and how many assists he gets playing as that right wing back, I just cannot understand what Thomas Tuchel sees in him playing as a right-sided centre-back. And I don't think the sending off for Koulibaly has necessarily... Hang on, was that... I'm thinking he's already missed his game, hasn't he, Koulibaly?
No.
No,
that was the other day.
No, it's the other day, mate.
Oh, man, my head's gone. But yeah, with his sending off anyway, it's not going to help things, is it?
He's probably
against Leicester... He's almost certain, I think, to be that right-sided centre-back again. Unfortunately, just got to hope that he pushes him forward eventually or he scores a long-range shot or something. But I mean, with the way Leicester look anyway, you can almost guarantee that he's getting a clean sheet. And I think James Maddison's been a major doubt or something for this game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's so annoying with Reece James because it was the same last year as well. Whenever I bought him in, he would just ghost.
And I do think there's an off chance. I do think there's an off chance that Tuchel actually switches to the back four and kind of just to kind of just for a couple of weeks.
Surely he'd have done it before, though.
He's done it. I think he has played the back four at Chelsea. I think when he very first got there before he was able to get in the players he wanted around that. So it's something he has done, and it was in the shape of a 4-2-3-1, which is normally normally the formations that managers with a preference of back threes tend to go to. They tend to like an extra man either side. Chelsea do not need to play a back three. They do not need to play a back three. They have a very, very good squad.
And you think the attacking players they've got as well.
You know, people will argue that Reece James is the best right back in the league. I don't believe that. I still believe Trent is the highest quality right back in the league, the most prolific right back in the league. But there's people that generally believe that, and to see him getting, you know, put at centre back. You know, can you imagine putting Trent into a centre back role in a back three? It's just a massive waste of their talents and what they offer.
It must annoy him as well, surely, because he's.
I have no doubts. I have no doubts that Reece James is frustrated. Sorry.
Yeah, he probably captains himself on FPL. So, no, I'm being played at centre back now. I'm going to concede.
Talking of players captaining themselves, did you see Martin Odegaard? The previous 2 weeks he'd had the captaincy on himself.
Yeah.
As soon as he swapped it to Jesus, he goes on a blinder and scores 2 goals.
That's amazing. That is top quality. Right, boys, that's my plans. Just to sum up. Trent out, Trippier in, because it's a player I wanted to fit him in somewhere, and I'm also thinking of either going into a five in midfield or going for three up front, but it just depends how I'm feeling at the time or what I decide to go with. Right, let's go to Jerry Pie. What are your plans for this week? So
I've gone, this might shock you a little bit, I have wildcarded this week.
What?
Honestly, my
have
bench.
Have you lost your mind?
I had no depth in the bench, and I wanted to change my Liverpool players out without losing points. So
no depth in the bench. He's got Trippier on the fucking bench.
He's got Pedro Neto on the bench. No. So what I've done is I think I've worked it better now. So
right. At least now we're going to catch up, Simo.
No, you won't. You won't. So I've got. So my first change was Trent out, and I've got Cancelo in. And I think that Cancelo will score more points than Trent. He's in awful form right now. It's Trent. Mm. So I also had Tanganga on the bench, who hasn't played yet for Spurs, and is
he's
going to
go
to
AC Milan as well.
What I've done is I've swapped him for Perisic.
Right, that makes Perisic sense.
Perisic gives me an option who is actually going to play, and he's actually scored pretty decent points last week. So Spurs have got Forest away this week, so it's a good opportunity for points there as well. So
Forest look decent though, to be fair.
They do, yeah, but at the same time, I think Spurs are a better side. So yeah.
That's fair.
So those are my defensive changes. I have then swapped out Mo Salah. I said last week I was thinking about swapping him out. I've decided to bite the bullet and swap him out. I've got De Bruyne in for him.
Right.
So De Bruyne is now in my midfield. Who did I have last week who's now no longer there? I've kept Kulusevski and Zaha, and I have actually got rid of James Ward-Prowse because I see his form stopping a little bit soon. So I've swapped him for Martinelli. I was thinking about Odegaard, but I've gone for Martinelli just because I think that Martinelli will get more goals in the long run. So I've gone for Martinelli in. And also I've swapped in Pascal Gross. So I did have, who else was that? So Pedro Neto. But he hasn't really scored highly on points. He's been playing well, but he hasn't really got a lot of points. So I've swapped him out. I've gone for Gross, who is at the minute a bit of a goal threat for Brighton.
And his best season so far.
Yeah. So those are my changes. Centre forwards, I've left the same. I have changed my sub goalkeeper as well, just on the off chance that Sanchez gets injured, I've got Danny Ward in from Leicester because I had Gazzaniga, who's not Fulham's number one anymore. Mm-hmm. So I wanted another number one. So
that's my changes. For God, I wouldn't be surprised if after last night in the Carabao Cup, he pretty much won them the game, didn't he? I think with the penalty shootout, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him given a chance.
Do you know what surprises me?
The wild card's still active, so I might change it still, but that's where I'm at the moment. So.
Yeah.
I feel like it seems a bit as a surprise that I've used the wild card and I'm doing so well, but I do think that these are better changes. Like, I think this is a better team than what I already had.
This is a better team than I already had, and I fucking got 44 points. I got less points than I got.
I can see why you say that, Jed, but this goes for both of you as well, because you've both taken Liverpool players out. They're playing Bournemouth.
Yeah, that was going to be my point.
Who were the worst team in the league. Yes, they beat Villa, but we were just horrendous. So that's just null and void. But they're playing Bournemouth.
The Villa factor. The Villa factor has to be excused.
Exactly. The Villa tax. The Gerrard tax. Yeah.
I know they're playing Bournemouth. I know they are playing Bournemouth. But what I was thinking more long term with these changes. I feel like Man City players now, instead of Trent and Salah, I think Cancelo and De Bruyne are going to deliver more consistently now than those two.
Did you hear what Pep Guardiola said in the week?
No.
That he was talking about Haaland specifically, but he said as a whole as well that when it's one game a week, basically, then he can play the best players all the time. As soon as it gets to three games a week, then there's going to be changes. Pep Roulette's going to come into the equation. Haaland may be going. De Bruyne may be having a game or two on the bench. Cancelo the same. They might bring in that Sergio Gomez. Is it Sergio Gomez? I know his name's Gomez. At left back instead of Cancelo.
The thing is, like, so Pep. I know that Pep Roulette is a thing, right? And like it does mess up people's FPLs every year. But you know, I've got free transfers.
Mess up yours.
I've got free transfers. You know, free transfers I'm gonna utilize. And ultimately at the end of the day, I feel like I've got a strong bench right now. So if somebody doesn't start, like De Bruyne doesn't start, for example, and he doesn't play at all, somebody subs in. So I'm gonna potentially still keep the points up, but I do feel like at the minute this is the better team for me to have. And if we get another wild card later in the season, then, you know, maybe I can make some of the big changes. But
if
I feel like that,
well, we get...
like I was just too tempted to do that and just rejig the team around. But I do think that it's going to be a good move for me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to also keep an eye on the players that I've taken out, because like knowing my luck, they will now all score. So,
fingers crossed.
Well, I was going to ask, have you considered any Manchester United players?
No, not really. Not yet.
But, I mean, attacking wise, maybe, but they'll need to really improve.
I thought maybe Sancho.
Nah, off the back of one goal against Liverpool, not for me.
I don't think he gets in my side. I don't see any feasible way to fit a player like that.
I just think there's better players around that price point as well.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay an extra 0.5 million more for Luis Diaz or someone like that than stick with Sancho.
Because if you look at the percentage selected for Manchester United players, it's on the floor. So I don't know why the prices haven't really been affected that much.
Honestly, they won't be. But
because there's
not
many people have them, so not many people are transferring them in or out. So they're all down.
I don't think so. How much is Sancho? So it's 7.3. Zaha's 7.1.
Oh, like, wow. Sancho's actually gone down too.
I thought he was earning about the same price as a James Ward-Prowse, you know?
No, so those are the current prices, right? Why on earth would you want Sancho off the strength of one decent game against Liverpool when you've got Zaha, who's delivered every week so far? That's just a no-brainer for me. So, and other Man United players, you're looking at Christian Eriksen, maybe. He's not really had an amazing start. You've got Bruno Fernandes, who, again, hasn't had an amazing start. Ronaldo's done nothing so far. Like, there's no real players, and he wouldn't touch the defence or the keeper. So there's no real incentive to have any United players in your team right now.
No, they're too expensive. They don't, I don't think the really places should be that high.
Either.
Right, I think the places are a little bit inflated. Anyway, Billy Boy, we're going to come to you. Just tell us your changes, so, what you're thinking for this week.
So I'm glad we've gone in this order, to be honest with you, because I'm stuck in two minds. I really don't know what to do. I've got 1.5 million in the bank.
Right.
Bailey was supposed to be, I had planned for Bailey to be my next transfer out. After getting the assist at Crystal Palace and the goal, obviously, really well taken goal at Bolton in the cup, I'm a little bit unsure whether I should take him out. I'm also thinking of just rolling the dice. And by that, I mean banking the transfer. So I've got two transfers for the next game week. Little reminder for you both that there's a midweek game week. So it'll be quite a quick turnaround from game week four into game week five.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of taking Haaland out to bring Kane in eventually.
That's the one I nearly did. That is the one I nearly did, was because I feel like the way Spurs are playing facilitates Harry Kane quite well.
Yeah.
And I feel like he is he's just got more settled. I think he's now
got
to
wait
till
September, haven't you? Because he never scores in August.
Yeah, never scores in August. He did. It was not last season. It was not last season. Yeah, not the season. Yeah,
I mean, he's already scored in August, to be fair to him. He gets Chelsea, didn't he?
Yeah. I heard an amazing stat that said, like, in the whole time he's played in the Premier League, like, the total of goals he's scored in August is like six or something. And in the time where the World Cup is taking place this year, so mid-November to mid-December, his time in the Premier League, he has about 30 goals in that period. Like, it's the contrast is ridiculous.
Yeah,
he's a slow starter. Some players are.
So, and especially with what Pep Guardiola said as well, that Haaland's not going to be playing every game. They've got Crystal Palace this weekend, then it's Forest, then Villa. He's going to be missing one of them games. Hopefully it's the Villa game. I can't see it being the Villa game, though, if I'm being
I think the question
honest.
You'd want to ask is, who does Pep see as the weakest opposition amongst those teams?
Exactly, yeah. And I think for now, it's going to be Forest, isn't it? As a newly promoted side. We did...
really?
Well, I know. But to be...
an optimistic
In fairness, we did all right against City last season. We took them to the wire in both games. But yeah, it's... I really don't know. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of taking Haaland out. I'm thinking of taking Saka out as well, because he's not really doing an awful lot, although he's got a decent run of fixtures. Fulham, Villa, United, Everton and Brentford coming up for him. But if I was to take Saka out, I'd want Martinelli in there anyway.
And then Are you staying with the 5-3-2, Billy? Because that back five minus Saliba. Let you down big time. Are you thinking of changing shape?
To be honest with you, it's more of a Nico Williams, Andreas Pereira and Leon Bailey are the ones that would be rotating, to be honest with you. So it's more of a 4-4-2, but sometimes it will be a 5-3-2 as well.
Right, okay. So your plan for the majority of weeks is 4-4-2.
Yeah.
Very screamers of you.
You're welcome. Stick it on brand.
It's not very on brand as well.
The only other thing that I'm thinking is of taking Leon Bailey out, of course, and bringing in Pascal Gross. I'm also thinking along the lines of, I mean, Leeds are looking fantastic, in fairness to them. So I don't think I'm going to bring in Rodrigo, because if you look at the expected goals and the expected data and stuff like that, it's very low. like he scored three goals, or I think I read something the other day that two of his goals were pretty much like, or one of his goals was like 0.9 expected goals. Mm-hmm. So it was like right on the line. The rest of them have come from 0.13 or something like that.
I think you're going to upset a lot of people because a lot of people are very against XG. I think it's a great thing. I don't think it's to go off of. I don't think that's what you should base your... I think
I think it's a good stat for specifically for fantasy games anyway, like this. Yeah. I think it's good kind of... just to refer to, you don't have to make every decision off it or anything like that, but just to have a look at
an idea as a player underperforming or overperforming. Obviously, in the case of Rodrigo, you would look at that and think he's overperforming.
It's going to come down at some point. You would expect anyway.
The issue with XG is that on Football Manager, it's really really annoying when your XG is really high and you haven't scored.
I mean, every match I've ever played on fucking football. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's so annoying.
I need to send you the screenshot of this, by the way. Recently, I'm now in the season beyond this, right? But recently, in my St. Mirren season, I lost the league in the final day in the 90th minute of the match and lost the league to Celtic on goal difference. They scored in the 90th, in their game. Like the 90th, 89th or something like that minute.
It's a fix.
To level us. And then, see, I thought I'd be FN. I thought the game was like, do you know what I mean? I thought the game was like...
It is a fix. That's awful.
I think I had... Like, my XG was through the roof and I didn't hit what I had to do. I didn't send you to school because it was absolutely... absolutely ridiculous.
Can you imagine the coverage of that? That would have been incredible. There's my goal at Celtic Park.
I thought about fucking post it on Twitter, right? But it's one of the things that people just think he's orchestrated that or something. I've done something to make it happen. But it's literally, it never happened to me before. In all the years I've been playing, I've been playing Football Manager for honestly about as long as I was playing it as a kid, you know, so...
Yeah. Sounds a bit like my Scott Carson story that you wouldn't believe it until you see it.
Your Scott Carson story is coming out. Maybe when we do our first episode of Behind the Screams, it's coming out. Great story.
It was a wild.
Anyway, Billy, are you going back to the 4-4-2, Billy?
Yes, going back to the 4-4-2. And just as I was saying, it looks like Leon Bailey's probably going to be the one that comes out. For either Pascal Gross. I am looking at Rodrigo. You can't not look at him with the form that he's in. But the other one that I'm interested in is actually Harrison at Leeds.
Yeah, Jack Harrison.
He's a decent player and he's getting goals. And I think with the lineup as well, once they've got everyone fully fit,
yeah,
I think he still starts in that lineup, whereas Rodrigo's a little bit, unsure on him yet.
Do you know what, mate?
So that's what I'm looking at.
I was thinking Addison. About Aronson.
Yes. I was going to say, you can't think of Addison
finished article yet. So you've got to I think you've got to let him have half a season first and see how he gets on. But I was thinking potentially putting him in, but I think it's just too soon so far. I've not seen enough of him yet. But he looks impressive, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. And the expected data is going to be a bit, what's the word?
Inflated.
Inflated, on that one after his goal against Chelsea as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I keep seeing people bring up the fact that Darwin Nunez had my best pal. he's running my life, that boy. They had... massively inflated compared to his XG generated in his last season in Portugal. He actually scored way outscored his XG. A lot of people bringing that up and pointing at it as if some sort of stick to beat him with, but I will say it kind of goes both ways. I think sometimes they're above that line, sometimes they're below that line. But predominantly it's just sound. I mean,
that's the thing, you very rarely get, it's only elite, proper elite level strikers or players in general that constantly outscore their expected goals.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me anyway, that's why I use it in terms of looking at fantasy and stuff like that, because a Rodrigo, for example, who isn't notoriously an out-and-out goal scorer, his points are going to come down at some point. He's not going to continue this for the whole season. So if you've got him when he gets the points, fantastic, happy days, you're on for a winner. But you've also got to know when to transfer him out so you don't get the don't get it back down.
I think in a similar vein to Jed, like, I think it feels like a bit too good to be true for James Ward-Prowse. I think he's a tremendous player. I'd have him at Liverpool right away. I'd slot him in right. I think he'd fit perfectly. I mean, this is a conversation for an actual episode of Screamers rather than FPL, but I don't know why he's still a Southampton player. He should be playing... He's a Europa level player at the very least, potentially on a good day he's a Champions League level player, in my opinion. I think his ceiling is that high, and that's why he's held in such high regard. But if he stays at Southampton, he won't have a statue because Letizia doesn't have one. So you go somewhere they appreciate you, son. I do think sometimes you just kind of feel like a player is kind of just too good to be true. I kind of felt for that me, with De Silva.
It's not like Ward-Prowse is too good to be true. I think he's just over-delivered in the first couple of weeks. Like, I didn't expect him to score.
That's exactly what that means, mate. He's too good to be true. Over-delivered. Interchangeable sentences. Same thing.
No, they mean different things for me. Because like he's over-delivered, but I'm not saying like I would... He was never going to score points again. I'd have him back in my team in a few weeks, maybe. But like, I just don't see him continuing the same way he has done for now. But like,
so
too good to
almost
be true.
As if it's too a bit good to be too good to be true.
Too good to be true is what happened with you with De Silva, where you've put him in off the back of one good week's performance, and then he's not doing the week after.
I disagree with that because Simo. The thing with De Silva is that he's a 4.5, 4.6, however much he's gone up to. He's a little bit of an enabler in order for you to invest your money elsewhere. You're not expecting him to score points week in, week out. It's a bit like Nico Williams for me. I only played him because he's a starter that could have got points against Everton.
Yeah, you're just having a wee roll of the dice, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. You're not expecting him to get points time and time and time again, whereas you're looking at your 6 million, 7 million midfielders and you think, right, these can really start to maybe do something.
I do think that Simo put De Silva in there just because he had a good game against United.
He's also in form. Of course, you're going to do that.
I have other expensive players. You've seen my team. It's based on heavy hitters. I have to have a couple of 4.5 million pound players. And it was on the day. It was him over Pereira. I probably should have been with Pereira. I know that now. But you roll the dice, isn't it? I thought Brentford might. I thought they were.
That's the thing. On paper, Brentford were winning that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, they did actually play quite well. I don't want to be too harsh on Brentford and act like they've not turned up.
To be fair, I put Ben Mee in on the strength of Brentford's performance against United, thinking, they won't go and concede three against Fulham, so it's one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, Mitrovic had something to say about that.
Exactly.
Rightio, boys, I think that's going to finish us. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, better weeks for me, Billy and Jake.
And hopefully,
Jed business as usual.
Can I just say we've got a new leader, by the way, before we do finish.
Ooh.
So
do we?
BNBSFC, Idris Kokweni is top of our league. He scored 82 points the other day. 82.
Look at that, boys. Beautiful.
So he's now top of our league. He's only 24 points.
Game week rank at the top 20,000, boys. For the game.
Overall that's rank. Jesus Christ. Look at his
overall
rank.
Oh my days.
Top 5,000. Jesus Christ.
Mate, fine margins, mate. He's 28 points ahead of me. And my overall rank's like 50,000 behind him. So, or 100,000 behind
150,000 behind him.
Yeah. Crazy.
Being B's crazy. FC.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So well done to him.
I know what he's doing. I think I'm just going to free hit and just go with whatever he's gone with.
I just want to say as well, It's the same guy as last week. he's had an absolute shocker. So, the same guy that triple captain Thiago Silva last week. Still is captain Thiago Silva.
Yeah, I think this is a guy. This is the same team. This is the same team. So I think he's just.
He's a disinterested young fellow.
Yeah.
That's him.
I mean, like.
He's given up after that second week, ain't he? You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah,
he saw Darwin get a red card, and he was just thinking, "Nah."
He needs to reach out to us and just let us know he's okay. Right, I think that is going to do us now, though, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much for the listeners for tuning in, downloading. Please like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this one, and we shall see you on the next one. Cheers, bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.